您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/mand 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语教学节目，我是澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。第十九课，在元宵节灯会上。
Lesson 19 at the festival。
在这一课中，利奥带杰克和蒙娜一起去了元宵节灯会的现场。您可以通过他们之间的对话学习如何订约会，如何向客人介绍文化景点，以及如何讲述历史典故。另外，我们还要学习 excuse me 这个短语的诸多用法。现在先让我们一起来听听这段对话的第一部分。在这段对话中，利奥、杰克和蒙娜来到了元宵节灯会的现场。
Thank you for saving my hat today, Leo.
My pleasure.
Achoo!
You were very brave.
It was nothing really. Now, if we get separated, we'll meet back here.
At the gate?
Yes. Now, these are for you.
Lanterns?
Yes. Yours is a butterfly.
Oh, it's pretty.
It represents longevity. And yours is a crab, Jack. It's said to be the symbol of the emperor.
And what's yours, Leo?
Mine's a lobster, a symbol of fun.
请再听一遍对话及中文翻译。
Thank you for saving my hat today, Leo.
利奥，谢谢你今天捞回了我的帽子。
My pleasure.
我很高兴为您效劳。
You were very brave.
你当时真的很勇敢。
It was nothing really. Now, if we get separated, we'll meet back here.
那真的没什么。请注意，如果我们大家走散了的话，我们就回到这里来会合。
At the gate?
在大门那里吗？
Yes. Now, these are for you.
对的。哦，这是给你们的。
Lanterns.
灯笼啊。
Yes, yours is a butterfly.
是呀，你的是蝴蝶灯笼。
Oh, it's pretty.
哦，真漂亮啊。
It represents longevity. And yours is a crab, Jack. It's said to be the symbol of the emperor.
它代表长寿的意思。杰克，你的灯笼是一只螃蟹，据说它是皇帝的象征呢。
And what's yours, Leo?
那你的灯笼是什么形状的呢，利奥？
Mine's a lobster, a symbol of fun.
我的是一只龙虾，它意味着快乐。请注意听，利奥是如何告诉客人在什么地方会面的。
Now, if we get separated,
请注意，如果我们走散了的话，
we'll meet back here.
我们就回到这里来会合。由于一些旅游景点的人很多，因此事先和客人预定走散情况下在什么地方会面是十分重要的。让我们一起来练习这个句子，请注意听并跟着重复。
If we get separated, if we get separated, we'll meet at the gate. We'll meet at the gate. If we get separated, we'll meet at the gate. If we get separated, we'll meet at the gate.
It represents longevity.
它代表长寿的意思。
And yours is a crab, Jack.
杰克，你的灯笼是一只螃蟹。
It's said to be the symbol of the emperor.
据说它是皇帝的象征呢。
And what's yours, Leo?
那你的灯笼是什么形状的呢，利奥？
Mine's a lobster, a symbol of fun.
我的是一只龙虾，它意味着快乐。在介绍文化和景点的时候，有两个句型非常有用，那就是 it represents 和 it's a symbol of。它的中文的意思是它表示、它意味着及它象征着。让我们一起来听录音，并且和老师一起练习句型。
It's a symbol. It's a symbol of the emperor. It represents.It represents the emperor.
现在让我们一起来听这段对话的第一部分，请在利奥的讲话之后重复他的句子。
Thank you for saving my hat today, Leo.
My pleasure.
You were very brave.
It was nothing really. Now, if we get separated, we'll meet back here.
At the gate?
Yes. Now, these are for you.
Lanterns?
Yes. Yours is a butterfly.
Oh, it's pretty.
It represents longevity. And yours is a crab, Jack. It's said to be the symbol of the emperor.
And what's yours, Leo?
Mine's a lobster, a symbol of fun.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您制作的旅游业英语教学节目。
Lesson 19 at the festival.
第十九课，在元宵节灯会上，请听下一部分的对话内容。
So the festival happens on the full moon?
Yes, it's a time for families to get together.
And what about your family, Leo?
My parents live in a village a long way from here.
I mean your wife and kids.
Oh, I'm not married.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, Mona, Leo.
That's interesting.
Mona, I think I might walk down to the beach.
Tell me about the moon, Leo.
Well, the legend goesthat there's an old man on the moon.
请再听一遍对话及中文翻译。
So the festival happens on the full moon?
那就是说元宵节是满月的那一天咯。
Yes, it's a time for families to get together.
是的，这个节日也是合家团圆的时刻。
And what about your family, Leo?
那你的家人呢，利奥？
My parents live in a village a long way from here.
我父母居住在离这里很远的乡下。
I mean your wife and kids.
我是指你的太太和孩子。
Oh, I'm not married.
哦，我还没有结婚呢。
Oh, really?
哦，真的吗？
Excuse me, Mona, Leo.
对不起，蒙娜，请你听我说，利奥。
That's interesting.
这可真有意思。
Mona, I think I might walk down to the beach.
蒙娜，我想我要去海滩走走。
Tell me about the moon, Leo.
利奥，给我讲讲月亮的传说吧。
Well, the legend goes that there's an old man on the moon.
哦，那个传说是这样的，月亮上曾经有一位老人。好，在接下来的课程中，让我们一起来学习一个非常有用的短语 ,excuse me, 对不起。这个短语可以在很多情况下使用。例如，当您要打断某些人正在进行的对话时，或者您想引起他人对您的注意时，您都可以使用这个短语。请听示范。
Excuse me, Mona, Leo, I think I might walk down to the beach.
当您要从比较近的距离内从他人面前走过时，您可以说 excuse me 以此表示歉意。另外，如果您想让他人重复他刚刚讲过的话，也可以使用 excuse me 这个短语，意思就是可否请您重复一遍刚才说的话。
I'm leaving on the 10th.
Excuse me?
I said I'm leaving on the 10th.
在出现一些意外状况的时候，比如把水洒在了桌上，或者碰掉了别人的皮包时，我们都可以说 excuse me 以此表示歉意。 excuse me 这个短语的另外一个用法，就是当您需要离开他人时，您可以用这个短语来表达您不得不离去的意思。请听英文老师的示范。
excuse me for a minute. Excuse me, I must go.
您现在了解了吗？ Excuse me 是英语中非常重要和常用的一个短语。同时，我也注意到有很多学英语的朋友在这个短语的发音上还有一些问题。那么现在就让我们跟着英文老师一起来练习一下吧。
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, are you Mr. Lay?Excuse me, I don't understand. Excuse me for a minute. Excuse me, I must go.
现在让我们再听一遍这段对话的第二部分，请在利奥的句子之后跟着重复他的话。
So the festival happens on the full moon?
Yes, it's a time for families to get together.
And what about your family, Leo?
My parents live in a village a long way from here.
I mean your wife and kids.
Oh, I'm not married.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, Mona, Leo.
That's interesting.
Mona, I think I might walk down to the beach.
Tell me about the moon, Leo.
Well, the legend goes that there's an old man on the moon.
In 结束这一课之前，请各位朋友再跟着老师一起来练习一些短句型。
If we get, if we get, if we get separated, we will meet, we will meet, we will meet at the gate. If we get, if we get, if we get separated, we will meet, we will meet, we will meet at the gate.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，第十九课到这里就全部结束了。在下一课第二十课里，我们要继续学习在元宵节灯会上。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页，我们的网址是 abc.net.au/ra。 澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是ames.net.au。 各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。